If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning, KBOI News Time, 8:39, open phones Friday. It's kind of interesting. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever's on your mind today, the big national story. Of course, the hurricane, Matthew.
Mm-hmm. Smacking Florida and South Carolina very shortly.
Yeah, smacking it pretty good, actually.
It's always amazing to me how far inland those things actually go. Because what was it? There was a hurricane a couple of years ago, and they showed the path that the weather was taking, and it was affecting people in Ohio.
Yeah.
And how far is Ohio from the Atlantic Ocean? I don't know, but it's more than a couple miles, you know.
Ohio from the Atlantic Ocean's got to be 500 miles.
You got to go through Pennsylvania.
Maybe not 500, maybe
or West
400.
Virginia. Yeah.
So, it does. And this one's going to be around for a while because they're predicting it to circle around, do all that stuff.
And we talked about that guy who's down there in the Fort Lauderdale area. And he's in a 32-foot RV. He says that they always predict these things are going to be much worse than they actually are. And I don't think he's right about that. You can just ask the people in Haiti right now.
Yeah.
But he,
the 169
he says,
that are dead.
He says, I'm just going to chance it and stay here in my RV. And he's half a mile from the ocean.
And like you say, it's not skirted. It's open underneath. He could be having a good view of the tornado now from about 600 feet. All right, that's open phones Friday.
He's going to wake up in Mexico.
Yeah. Let's start it off with Mike in Boise. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Canyon County Jail, or the Bread and Breakfast Club over there, however you want to call it.
Yeah.
I, on the television the other night, I was somewhat surprised. Commissioner Hansen over there, it was, don't blame us. You know, it's the sheriff's fault. It's our fault. The sheriff's blaming them. And, you know, this is Canyon County, a very conservative area.
Right.
People want law and order. But like most other small counties and jurisdictions across the country, probably, they don't want to pay for it.
True.
And I was just surprised on how it plays out over there. And but they're, you know, they had a bond. It's failed, I think, three times.
Yep.
And now it's blame everybody. And really, I think all the citizens of Canyon County need to look in the mirror. And is there some blame? Well, they voted no. And if you vote no on a jail expansion, you will have these problems. And the one commissioner that obviously there's no love lost between Commissioner Hansen and the sheriff there, and he got beat in the election. So, but I think it's something that the taxpayers of Canyon County are going to have to come to the realistic view of, we have to pay for this. And, of course, then you've got other bond issues of CWI and everything else. And eventually the taxes go up and up and up.
True.
And
the weirdest thing I saw about the jail deal was a guy who lives in the neighborhood where that tent jail is and said he wasn't worried at all because if you break out of that tent thing, you're not going to hang around the neighborhood. You're going to get the heck out of there. So it didn't bother him at all.
Well, I sure wouldn't want to live next to the jail.
No, I wouldn't either.
A tent, because if somebody gets out, the first thing they're going to want is
car,
to get a weapon or money.
Yep.
Or whatever. But again, I just think it's a dilemma in Canyon County that other counties will have that same dilemma, if not next year or 5 years or 10 years down the road. Ada County faced that back in 1974. And when they did the joint law enforcement building. And, of course, that has split off, but the jail has stayed there, and there's been space to expand it. So I just been thinking about it, thought I'd throw it out.
I like it. All right, good
Thank
stuff.
You.
Thanks for your call. Let's go to Steve in Boise. Steve, good morning.
You know, Nate the other day was talking about drugs, and I think you and I had this discussion probably 3 or 4 years ago, like, why do people use drugs?
Yeah, I've never understood that.
And, you know, if you don't find the root cause of the problem, you're not going to solve the problem. And my belief, and this is just a theory, and see if you can, you know, maybe some of your callers can confirm it or deny it, but I think what there's an innate feeling within us, a conscience, if you will, and I think that comes from morality, and I think it comes from God. And I think when we try to deny that that exists, we have to substitute it and hide it with drugs or some other facet.
Yeah, so it means people really aren't satisfied with their lives.
It's discontentment. Yeah. And, you know, when you're discontent, you try to fill that with something. And if it gives you a buzz or it makes you feel good or it eliminates your conscience or whatever it does, I think
people drink for the same reason, you think?
I think so. Yeah. It's just another form of a substitute,
yeah,
if you will.
All right, good stuff, Steve.
But it's Friday.
Yep.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos. Starts at 2.
Okay.
KBOI News Time, 8:45. Time to check right now traffic and weather together, brought to you by Core Group. Check them out at getmorewithcore.com. Here's Ron.
All right, much better. All lanes open on Eagle Road northbound over I-84, and traffic has improved considerably. Matter of fact, no longer delay back towards Overland at all for northbound Eagle Road. And the freeway, too, I-84 eastbound coming in towards the Eagle exit looks good. College of Western Idaho offers day, evening, and weekend classes, plus online classes, and dual enrollment opportunities for high school students, all a part of their expanding educational programs. Learn more, CWIDifference.com. From the Tom Scott Toyota Studio, right now traffic on 670 KBOI.
It's time for another KBOI NNU Business Breakfast. The event is Tuesday, October 18th. Seats are limited for this special event. Our special guest is Kathy O'Neill, Community Engagement Director for Jack's Urban Meeting Place. Jump the KBOI NNU Business Breakfast at the Riverside Hotel in Boise. Find out what all the buzz is about. Go to KBOI.com. Enter the keyword breakfast to reserve your seat today.
20 years ago, the world welcomed things like Hotmail and Google to the internet. 16 megabytes of RAM and getting your hands on a Tickle Me Elmo doll were both a really big deal. And the Treasure Valley welcomed a new era of live sports entertainment. Behold, Idaho Steelheads Hockey. This year marks the 20th anniversary of Idaho Steelheads Hockey. And even if you've never been to a Steelheads hockey game, there's no time like the present to be part of history. Nothing makes memories like a night of hockey loving, smack talking, cross checking, holy hat trick, high scoring fun. Season tickets, mini plans, and flex plans are on sale now. You don't just watch Idaho Steelheads hockey. It's something to experience live and in person. The puck drops October 21st. Put a few hockey nights in your future and save with flex plans, mini plans, or season tickets. Visit IdahoSteelheads.com for info and to get your tickets for the 20th anniversary season of Idaho Steelheads hockey. Steal the one.
It's time for the 9th annual Bucks and Trucks sale at your hometown Auto Ranch dealerships. Todd McCurry for the Auto Ranch Group, home of the one and only Bucks and Trucks sale, where you buy any new or used truck or SUV and you get a gun. This is our favorite sale of the year, so we've marked down every vehicle at all four Auto Ranch dealerships to the year's deepest discounts. Choose from new Chevy, Ram, Dodge, Ford, Jeep, and GMC. Over 500 available, all marked down so you save thousands and get a gun. Every pre-owned truck and SUV is discounted to the biggest savings of the year, and you get a gun with every one. Whether it's a new Ram truck in Ontario, a pre-owned SUV in Meridian, or an all-American discount in Mountain Home, every Auto Ranch store is celebrating our American heritage and our Idaho way of life with the 9th annual Bucks and Truck Sale on now through the end of October. Make the drive to savings today or see it all online at GoAutoRanch.com. Buy a truck, get a gun, only at your Auto Ranch dealerships.
At Big O Tires, our warranty isn't just a sheet of paper. It's a promise, a solemn pledge engraved on 8.5 by 11 parchment paper, guaranteeing tire excellence and comprehensive protection. And you can get yours along with $100 instant savings on in-stock sets of 4 Big O brand tires with installation purchased through October 23rd. Something you may want to take note of.
Sure, a warranty may not adorn your walls or rest on the mantle, but it might just hold the most important spot in your glove box. This is the kind of offer that makes you feel good about your purchase, because it comes standard with the kind of warranty that lets you take on the windiest of roads and meanest of potholes with confidence. Yes, sir, it's much more than just a piece of paper. Save $100 instantly at the Big October Savings Event right now through October 23rd at participating locations.
Big O Tires, with six Treasure Valley locations, including four stores in Boise and in Meridian and Nampa. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Offer good at participating locations. See store for details.
As the ground gets covered, you've got lots of ground to cover on the home front. Luckily, D&B's got you covered with our Fall into Savings Wrangler Sale. Cover yourself in Wrangler apparel and get cash back now through October 15th. Get $10 off a $50 Wrangler purchase, $15 off $75, or $20 off $100 via mail-in rebate. Rake in some Wrangler at the Fall into Savings Sale. Only at your local D&B Supply.
Are you living with COPD? If so, you may qualify to receive no-cost investigational COPD study medication and your current medications through a research study in your area. Find out more by calling ASR at 208-906-1600. You may also receive no-cost study-related care and compensation for your travel. This COPD study is enrolling now. Call ASR at 208-906-1600. Again, that number is 208-906-1600.
Canyon County Commissioners have ordered jail inmates be removed from the tent structure at the Canyon County Jail. Details right ahead on 670 KBOI. Back now to Paul J. and Chris.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 10, listen to Rush on 670 KBOI.
Story has everybody in Canyon County really tense. All right, be caller number six right now at 336-3711. Qualify to be in the drawing for a great Hawaii trip on November 12th to see Boise State play the Rainbow Warriors. You and a guest can go to Hawaii if you're caller number six at 336-3711.
Yeah, now is the time to call. And today you can win right now during the 8 o'clock hour or during the 1 o'clock hour this afternoon.
Right. So two chances left.
Mm-hmm.
So be there or be oblong.
Got an instant message here from Dave of Boise. He says, I would like to know how many of the same people lived in the same place the last hurricane hit and now are getting hit again. I also wonder why it's, well, yeah, because they just kind of go back. I also wonder why it's allowed to let them rebuild in the same place over and over. It seems to me that there should be certain storm zones that should be kept uninhabited. You could make the zone.
So all of Florida would be uninhabited.
Well, and see, that's the problem. It's such a large area. You can make the zone a national park, for example. This way, nature can deal with the consequences and not us taxpayers. No people, no dwellings, no monetary damage, and it could be completely cleared of people in a short time and then closed up tight. So no humane life loss, or no human life loss, I guess, just food for thought. Yeah, it seems to me it would be considerably more complicated than that, I think. Plus, you'd have to deal with, you know, people in Oklahoma and Iowa and Kansas.
Nebraska, New Orleans, Louisiana, yeah. Georgia,
but anywhere, Texas. Anywhere that gets hurricanes, anywhere that regularly gets tornadoes, mm-hmm. You know, maybe you could close down San Francisco because there's always a possibility of earthquakes, but I just don't think that's practical. I mean, I personally would lose the whole
southern U.S.
I don't necessarily like the government to have to pay for people's risky behavior, but it's not that easy to just pick up and move.
Yeah, but I understand his motivation.
Well, yeah.
The last time a hurricane hit along this same path was 2005, so it's been
11 years.
Yeah, just time for the shrubs to get big. All right, we do have our winner. We have our winner of the qualification to go to Hawaii, so no more phone calls, please. Interesting concept, but I just think, I mean, you'd start with Texas and go all the way across.
You'd have to.
Yeah, Texas, I mean, Louisiana, Alabama.
Nobody could live on the Gulf. Nobody could live
On the East Coast? In
the South Atlantic, at least.
On the East Coast, because it goes all the way up to New Jersey. Well, remember the big floods?
Yes, exactly.
Storm surge? I mean, you couldn't live anywhere near water.
Yeah. I think it's just not practical to move everybody out of a very populated state.
Yes.
Let's just go with that.
I agree. All right.
Although it would make an interesting national park, especially once Disney, you know, was overgrown with the greenery.
All right, let's go to Rich in Boise on line one. Hang on here. We'll get you, Rich. Or maybe we won't. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning. We have a balance in power in our government with everything except the military. I mean, president can only do so much, Congress. But when it comes to the military, the president is commander-in-chief. He can order planes to fly. He can order whatever he wants.
Okay.
Do you really want somebody? I mean, doesn't it scare the idea you might have somebody as president who is up at 3 o'clock in the morning with a grudge against the Miss Universe, sending out tweets that has such a fixation on his anger? I mean, doesn't that scare you a little bit?
Now, doesn't he have to have at least some approval from Congress?
Just to declare war.
Oh, to declare war only.
No,
okay.
The president, he can. You're right. See, it takes Congress to declare war, but once you send planes flying and bombs dropping, you sort of declared war. There's nothing they can do to stop a president from doing that.
Right. The president can cause a war. Which can then be declared by Congress.
Yeah, there's no way to stop him from doing that. The only thing they could do is that they could impeach a president, which that might take I mean, they could probably do it really quick if you went really crazy. They could probably do it in a few weeks, maybe, if it was really obvious. But then the only other thing we'd have is the generals. If the generals just said, hey, no, we're not going to do this, well, then that's mutiny on their part. So that would take some really, they'd be pretty brave on their part.
Yep. All right, Rich, we're up against the break. It's 8:56. Interesting thought. It's a scary thought on a Friday.
If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho. 670 KBOI.
All right, so we are back. KBOI News time on an Open Phones Friday, 9:07. Call us, 336-3700, 336-3700, 1-800-529-KBOI. That's 1-800-529-5264, or #670, a free call on Verizon Wireless.
Wayne of Cheney is not a fan of what Rich was talking about. He says, in reply to Rich's fear-mongering, I'm less concerned about someone who stays up late at night tweeting than I am someone who has held the office of Secretary of State, has repeatedly lied to the American public, created a state of chaos in the Middle East, Libya, Egypt, Tunisia, and others, though she could reset relations with Russia, only to give up positions and relationships. You can be afraid of what someone may do, or you can look at history and be afraid at something someone has already done.
Does anybody anywhere at any time have a positive outlook on anything?
Here's something I have yet.
I don't think so.
Here's something I have yet to hear, and I'll be the first one to say this. I won't say it as if I'm saying it, but I'll just tell you that I haven't heard it yet. Ah, wow! I haven't decided who I'm going to vote for yet. I think they'd both make a great president.
Yeah, haven't heard that either.
You have heard that occasionally in history.
Yeah,
just not this past year.
No. Let's go to Jim in Boise on an Open Phones Friday. Jim.
Morning. How's it going?
Good.
Isn't that corporation's name pronounced Walgreens?
Yeah.
Anyway.
It must be a family thing. You know how families mispronounce words of things?
There's two E's, so. Anyway.
Last night on TV, they said Walmart, and were showing a picture of Walgreens.
Now, that's definitely different.
Yeah.
I was going to make a comment on the email about roping off a large part of the country. according to Natural Disasters.
Yeah.
Well, ironically, destruction and reconstruction are a large part of the economy.
Same thing
with war, you know?
No question.
I mean, just imagine if we built something and it didn't get torn down and we didn't have to rebuild, you know, so.
Yeah, and nothing like ever fell apart.
We'd look like Europe.
No, you're absolutely right. The best cure for a bad economy is a war.
So, I mean, not only that, but it, you know, it thins out the population, too. The only, you know, the only two things that'll thin out the human beings because we're so smart are disease. Well, we're at the top of the food chain.
Yeah, we are.
Disease and war. So, but anyway, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, something gets wiped out and then we rebuild it and everything's built around the economy.
Yeah, good stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah,
and he's right. We are at the top of the food chain and we're armed.
But think about all the businesses, well, all the contracting businesses, because when you rebuild, you build.
Yep. Interesting.
And you know, all the different businesses that will clean up after disasters.
They clean up. They have jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he's right.
Thank you, Mother Nature, for creating jobs.
Let's go to George in Nampa. George, good morning.
Yeah, I've got to make a comment. First of all, on that last one, if there weren't hurricanes and whatever down south, they'd be up to their chins and dug on Spanish moss.
You know, you're right. And bugs.
You got that. Hey, and okay, the main reason I called is because I'm not hearing anybody coming up with a logical conclusion of what happened to those 900 FBI files the Clintons held for all that time. You know, I guess they just thought they were taking them home for entertaining reading or to something to go to sleep by or something. But, you know, this is the time you cash out on those things.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there have been so many mistakes made by both sides in the debates. I mean, that's an obvious place to attack the Democrats.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, what a great way to sit there and say,
do you think,
you know, are you stupid enough? It's like getting several million dollars in your pocket, and you've been accused of stealing it, and then they don't prosecute you, and then you don't spend it?
Do you think Trump is saving some stuff for the second and third debates?
I really don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think he evaluates his own intelligence as being superior enough to get him by, and it's not working.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you remember guys like that in school that they got pretty good grades or had a high IQ and something, and therefore they never prepared for anything. And occasionally that will bite you in the rear. Now, a lot of things you can, you know, especially in high school, get through. Skate by. But there were always guys that did that, that, you know, that they had the brains. They just didn't have the desire to be prepared ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah, I know guys that got decent grades and never opened the book ever in high school. Let's go to Luther in Chalice. Luther, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, I figured out what the theme music ought to be for the next debate. And so it's cut one, side one of Steppenwolf, Monster. You listen to the lyrics and you have to wonder, what has anything changed?
Well, the answer to that is probably not.
But it is. I listened to that the other day, and I went, oh, my, I remember this. We're doomed. We're doomed, and we're stuck on a sinking island called Republicana.
Ooh.
Let's go get them, Broncos.
Thanks, Luther. Steppenwolf.
I'm going to check out the lyrics.
John K.
I'm going to check out the lyrics here.
Steppenwolf.
Monster by Steppenwolf.
Got them?
Yeah, they're on their way up here. Once the religious, the hunted and weary, chasing the promise of freedom and hope, came to this country to build a new vision far from the reaches of kingdom and pope. Like good Christians, some would burn the witches. Later, some got slaves to gather riches. But still from near and far to seek America, they came by thousands to court the wild. But she just patiently smiled and bore a child to be their spirit and guiding light. And once the ties with the crown had been broken, westward in saddle and wagon it went, until the railroad linked ocean to ocean many the lives which had come to an end. While we bullied, stole, and bought a homeland, we began the slaughter of the red man.
Wow.
And it goes on about six more verses here.
Yeah.
So, but I think I'll stop. I mean, that was kind of,
Yeah, we get the...
But it talks about cities turning into jungles, freedom and justice all gone, and we got lazy and fat and blah, blah, blah.
Okay. 914.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
I'd make a heck of a detective. I just lost my earphones, and I found them by following the cord. Huh?
Hey, not bad.
That's pretty positive thinking for me today, I'll tell you what.
That's how you find a band, too.
Open phone. Open phones Friday. Let's go to Randy of Magic Valley. Randy, good morning.
Well, gentlemen, you wanted some positive people.
Yes.
With a positive attitude.
Yes.
I'm a contractor in southern Idaho, and I deal with some of the biggest farmers, ranchers, dairymen, trucking companies, fertilizer companies, and irrigation companies in the valley. And I talk to the owners, and I know how they feel, and they have to be positive. They feel overregulated, overtaxed, and in some cases, it can get downright criminal what happens to these people. They care about their employees. They love the earth. They love the land. Nobody's raping this land. Nobody's taking advantage of their employees. They are just great people. And they are what drives this economy. And when we fail to recognize it, then we fail to understand what really is happening. Government is no friend of these guys. I mean, I guess you could say if they subsidize them some, but you know, we could hash that all day. And by the way, Luther, most of these people are Republicans and conservatives and good people. I'll hang up. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and we talked the other day about when we were talking about Obamacare, how tough Obamacare and other things that drive up the cost of the monies that owners of small businesses have to pay into their employees, it makes it really tough.
Once in a while, I give the business to business.
Yeah.
But generally, I'm talking about the big businesses, the ones where, you know, your company gets so big that you buy up every other company that is in the same industry as you.
Yeah.
And before long, you know, and also those ones where the, you know, the workers used to make, you know, $25 an hour and the CEO would be making $100 an hour.
Yeah.
Or more.
And now it's $11 an hour.
Yeah, and now they're paying them $7 an hour, and the CEO is making $80 million a year and stock options and things like that. None of that is true. And the difference between what executives make and what the workers make now is that it's biggest difference ever, you know.
Yeah. And it's not shrinking anytime soon.
Yeah, and it's not shrinking anytime soon at all. Yeah. Now, those aren't the businesses he was talking about. He was talking about the more local businesses. And there are plenty of good people who are in business and run businesses.
Just trying to get by.
But they're, because of Wall Street, because of the rules, because of probably the SEC, and I'm not sure which presidents caused it or Congress or whatever. But I think it was a lot of rules made by a lot of people who stood to gain themselves by making those rules.
Yeah, and I think it's not just one party or one administration, a bunch of people.
Which is why, you know, this phenomenon of laying off hundreds and thousands of people so you get a better bottom line, that's relatively recent in human history.
Yeah. KBOI rewards code, Hurricane, HURRICANE. Go to 670 KBOI, enter Hurricane. And win today's 5,000 rewards points. Mm-hmm. Speaking of what you were speaking about,
right?
Headline in USA Today, disappointing 156,000 jobs added in September. All right? Disappointing. Go over to CNN, U.S. job growth solid in September.
With 156,000 new jobs.
Solid.
But the other company thought that was too small of a number.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the Fox goes, their headline is soft or steady, ?
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah. And you have to go to their money section to even find the story.
Right. So, well, you know, and it's like when people talk about in the 90s, it was one of our, It was one of the times the stock market went way up in the 90s.
Yes, it did.
It was supposed to be, you know, one of our most progressive times in this country's history. However, during that time is when the business executives started making so much higher percentages than the regular workers.
Yep.
And then just laying off the workers so they could keep their salaries and, you know, just make doubling everybody's workload and stuff like that. That started back in those days. And we had economic prosperity, but there were only a few people who could really take advantage of it.
Yeah, we've got to cut costs around here, Ed. You're fired.
Me, I've been here 35 years, and I'm 6 months away from retirement.
That's all right, Ed.
Ed?
Having trouble funding my golden parachute.
It was Lewis Black that said that when they found out that the guys from Adelphia had been basically siphoning off money for years for themselves, and they had built a golf course in their own backyard. He said, the only thing I don't understand is why the workers of that company don't rise up and slay them.
Like they did in the old days. Yeah. KBOI News Time, 9:26. We'll be back after a news break.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
9:36, Friday, game day coverage, Boise State, New Mexico, begins at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's an open phones Friday. If you've got something you'd like to contribute, just put your money in an envelope, stamp it, and send it to Paul J., Box 1280, KBOI, Boise, Idaho, 83702.
Now, if it's an opinion of some sort, there's a faster way.
How do you do that?
336-3700. Oh. Or you can send us an instant message. James of CUNA has done that. He says, we never give enough credit to the regular Joes who get up every day to work in the private sector and pay for everything. We praise the police, the military, etc., but never the taxpayer whose tax dollar comes from private money supporting these things. Their taxes come from taxes. They should be thanking us for their jobs and pay. I've never been one of those that thought, you know, you should, just because I pay taxes like, you know, almost everybody else does, that you should be thanking me for it if your pay comes from taxes. Well, because you're still working for your pay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't. But here's what
it's
I do.
It's not like I'm providing it to you for free.
People who are on the rolls, you know, who mm-hmm. get their medicine for free, who get this for free, that for free.
Dole.
Get welfare. They're on the dole. Mm-hmm. You're paying for those guys.
Still.
You don't want to be thankful.
Well, they don't have to thank me because it wasn't my decision to do it.
If it was, you'd be starving in the streets. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Well, and it's just like, you know, those guys were saying the other night during the vice presidential debate. When, you know, they were talking about, and I understand it's really weird when you don't have to pay taxes for 18 years because you lost almost $1 billion. That's, you know, there's just lots of squirrely things about that. However,
I think
when
losing
a billion
would buckle my knees for life.
Well, yeah. When Pence asked Kaine, you know, don't you take deductions? I mean, I thought about that, too. Yeah, I take every deduction I possibly can. I even, you know, go through TurboTax so they can check it for me 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, I do feel you do have a civic responsibility to pay taxes, but just like everybody else, I don't want to pay a penny more than I have to.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, and you always read these stats, 50% of the people in the country don't, then you start feeling like a dupe.
Well,
really?
You say, what did I do wrong? Listen, I went to college, I got a job, I pay taxes, what an idiot I am.
And that guy who doesn't pay taxes has a bigger flat screen. What's up with that? You know,
I hadn't even considered TV, but yeah, that really enters into it, doesn't it?
I know it. So I don't know. It's incredible.
But yes, I mean, people, and this is I've heard people say this before, that any job that you have, any job that you do, any work that you do is basically hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any place, if you'd rather be home doing something else instead of being at your job, then you're working hard for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, some people have more laborious jobs than others. Some people have jobs that require more thought. Some people have jobs that require years of training. But everybody's working pretty hard for the most part.
Yeah. And you know, I got both oars in the water and I'm rowing and paying my taxes. And I've never complained about paying taxes.
Yeah.
And you know, and you get these people who go, come on, everybody cheats on their taxes. Well, no, they don't. You cheat on your taxes. You just told me.
I don't cheat on them.
You cheat on your taxes.
I don't cheat on them. In fact, one of the things that TurboTax does, one of the reasons I use it is because it makes sure that you haven't broken any laws or even claimed more than you're supposed to, anything like that.
Yeah, that's why I have an accountant.
But, yeah, because we don't have to wonder. I wonder if this is deductible. You either know it is or you don't, based on that.
Right.
Somebody who wants to remain nameless.
Okay.
Because he talks about where he works, says, Chris, I work for one of those local big companies who have bought out two other companies so far who make lots of money, whose parent company is in Utah, who also owns quite a few companies down there, yet they can't even afford to give their employees a proper raise, 25 to 40 cents a year. That's ridiculous. That's holding your workers hostage, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And again, that's what people do when they discovered, we could actually make a little bit more profit if we just fired a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
That's when things started to get stupid, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's take a break. It's an open phones Friday, KBOI News Time, 9:42.
Canyon County commissioners have ordered jail inmates be removed from the tent structure at the Canyon County Jail. Details right ahead on 670 KBOI. Back now to Paul J. and Chris.
KBOI News Time, 9:46. Open phones Friday. Give us a call, 336-3700, 1-800-529-KBOI. That's 1-800-529-5264, #670 on Verizon Wireless. Let's go to Mark of Boise. Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I've brought up in the past about how Hillary and Obama have mentioned that Russia is our enemy, and I brought up a case that I saw and heard. I think it was Savage that had mentioned that Hillary was involved with helping a mining tycoon up in Canada sell a large stake in our uranium mines here in the United States. Well, if you go to WorldNet Daily today, it says, Russia, look who's really in bed with Moscow. Hillary's campaign chief, Clinton Foundation, and deep on international money laundering. It mentions good old John Podesta, who was the executive board of a client of the Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca. It was at the heart of the Panamanian paper investigation in the massive global offshore money laundering. If you go further down in the article, it'll talk about how ties with the Russian government and investors and their version of the Silicon Valley down there and how all this is tied together. And it mentions about how John Podesta's brother, Tony Podesta, runs a firm that got $180,000 from Uranium One, the Russian government's uranium company, which Hillary Clinton transferred 20% of U.S. uranium mines to this Russian company and the Russian government itself. So I suggest people look at that. When they want to hear our lamestream media out there, it means the alphabet media networks that like to say and push out there how Hillary and Obama keep trying to make it look like Russia's our enemy, but behind the scenes you see the actual ties that are going on. I don't know if you call it in chess, they used to call it the Russian gambit. I think we're getting the wool pulled over our eyes. And, there are people who have said that the Russian government there, meaning Putin, would love to reestablish his East Bloc nation. And I think they're just waiting to see when they can turn everything completely upside down here, and then out pops the wolf over there in Europe, and you're going to see all kinds of hell break loose. Because good old communism is still out there. It's in the folds. It's waiting, and it's hiding under the name progressiveness. And I see how all this is tied together if you kind of look into it. And I suggest people go again. Look at that WorldNet Daily article that's on there today.
What's the title of it again?
It is titled, so the first article, Russia, look who's really in bed with Moscow.
Okay.
And it shows John Podesta's face on there, and it's got a great story. It says, you got to see it. If it's the first story on worldnetdaily.com.
All right. Thanks,
Mark. Thanks, guys.
Let's go to Buck in Meridian. Buck, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul J. I just wanted to encourage folks to vote against the bond for an additional college buildings in the city of Boise. We need it like a hole in the head. What we need is jobs, and that while that well may produce a few jobs in the education establishment, it's going to take a lot of money out of the hands of the taxpayers, which would, if left with the taxpayers, would produce far more.
So you're talking about the CWI buildings?
I am.
Okay.
And I'm retired from the education establishment, and I'm convinced that once they get all of the taxpayers' money, they'll request permission from Washington to start printing their own money. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.
Could happen. Bruce of CUNA says, so my positive contribution is that for many years I have hoped someone running for the presidency would talk about how horrible the deficit is and how much we need to get a handle on immigration. And look, we got it. We can debate if he will get it done or not, but at least he's talking about it. Sorry to bring it back to the election, but that's a huge positive that I really hope happens.
Well, and I think I totally agree with this guy that the best thing about Donald Trump's candidacy for the presidency is the fact that we're talking about this stuff, which seemed to get swept under the rug in the last couple of elections. Remember how we said how cyclical it was about the problem with illegal immigration from the South? You know, we talk about it, and then you get within 6 months of an election. Nobody talked about it.
Right.
Now we're talking about it. And also we're talking about the debt. We kind of talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
But illegal immigration, man, once you got anywhere close to an election, mum's the word, but not this time.
Well,
whether you agree with them or not, it doesn't matter.
I think the closer
we're getting some dialogue.
In most of the presidential elections, the closer they've gotten to the election, the more wary they are of alienating any group.
Yep. Or saying something which will come back to haunt them.
Patrick of Caldwell says, morning, guys. In response to one of your earlier callers, the first jail they proposed was going to be bigger than the state pen south of Boise, so I voted against it because it was too expensive. The second was smaller but still way too much money. The third, however, was a reasonable plan, in my opinion, so I voted for that one. Currently, the Caldwell Planning and Zoning is the roadblock to the jail expansion as they have denied the building permit. I am in favor of a reasonable, responsible jail plan and would be willing to pay a little more in tax to get it built. The problem is this has now become a political football, so I'm afraid this fight will go on for some time. They could free up a bunch of beds right now if they would deport the illegal immigrants currently in jail. Interesting.
Yeah. The immigration thing is so. Remember that story out of Twin Falls?
It used to be, yeah.
When they used to put them on airplanes in. Well, why Twin Falls? I don't know. But they'd fill the airplanes up every, two or three months, fly them down to wherever they came from. And, you know, sometimes it seemed like they beat the airplane back. But, and it's.
Felt like it anyway, yeah.
It's expensive. It's expensive to keep doing it. So. I mean, it's easy to say, let's take all the illegals in jail
and
ship them back. That's not cheap.
To a lot of people, it just seems like it's such a simple thing.
I know.
Simply because we have certain rules. There are immigration rules. There is an agency that enforces immigration.
Yep.
There are all sorts of people employed to deport people, to stop people from coming into the country illegally, stuff like that.
When
people say, we've got so many millions, we used to just deport people a few at a time, you know, and it's like police going after speeders. You're not going to catch every one, but the ones you catch, you do definitely write a citation.
Yeah. So what you're saying is if there are 15 million,
I just don't
start with 150.
I don't know. I have never been a big fan of... once something is against the law, and there are reasons it's against the law, there are reasons why we have the rules we have, but it just turns out that there are millions of people violating the rules, so let's not enforce it anymore. And I think there are too many things that happen that way.
Yeah, that's where we are now for a fact. Amazing.
Tom Tom of Emmett says, a message for Rich, something scarier than a president awake at 3 a.m. tweeting about a beauty queen is a president sleeping through a 3 a.m. call from Benghazi.
I was waiting for that.
And Bob of Meridian says, I think Luther hit the nail on the head with the Steppenwolf song depicting this election season with the witch portrayed by Hillary. That was probably an easy one.
Yeah, sometimes they're just too easy.
Sheldon says, some say Hillary would be a continuation of the Obama years. I think most Americans hear that as a positive from, well, I don't think they all do.
But a bunch do, a lot more than people here in Idaho think.
From the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal, Dodd-Frank Act signed into law, the end of the Iraq War, stronger relationships with our allies, Vietnam, Japan, and now Cuba, a stronger economy, to the cultural shift to a more socially inclusive United States, and oh yeah, 10 million people now have access to affordable health care. I say let's continue the Obama years. To use a baseball metaphor, I would call Obama a first ballot Hall of Famer. Sheldon has a different opinion than a lot of our callers and listeners.
Yes, he does. Good way to end the show. KBOY News Time, 9:55. Don't forget, football this afternoon and this evening. Game day coverage begins at 2 o'clock. Bronco game day, followed by the tailgate show, the pregame show, the ball game, and Bronco game night. Coming up next, something to think about with Mike Rogers, brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Talk about a sour note. During the playing of the national anthem, members of the East Carolina University band, wearing the school's uniforms, took it upon themselves to take a knee, and some just refused to play. This is in Fayetteville, North Carolina, home of the Army's 82nd Airborne Division and lots of military families. Let's say the crowd was none too amused with what they believed was disrespectful behavior. The band was greeted by loud boos during their halftime performance. The local radio station decided to do something about it. As an ESPN broadcaster for the weekly games, WFAY decided not to broadcast the game the next weekend. The support for that decision came pouring in from around the community, the nation, and the station's advertisers. The station owner said it was about time those kids learned there are consequences to their actions. Let's hope the band takes note. Protesting is one thing. Disrespecting America herself is something altogether different. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.